You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I'm a senior lecturer in environmental physics at the University of Canterbury. My research in the past has focused on understanding how the ozone layer is changing in the future. And so as such, I'm interested in methyl bromide as an ozone depleting substance.
So it's just been announced that the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, will gradually phase out use of methyl bromide gas by 2033. What is methyl bromide, first up, for those who don't know, and what is it used for, and why should New Zealand be phasing it out?
Yeah, so methyl bromide is used for killing pests on, it's a fumigant, and we put it on timber and logs and other goods that we're shipping overseas. It is a potent neurotoxin, and so it's very harmful for humans to breathe in. And because it can get into the upper atmosphere and release bromine into the stratosphere, that it can then destroy the protective ozone layer, which protects us against harmful UVB radiation coming in from the sun. So back in the 1987, the Montreal Protocol came into force to protect the ozone layer from ozone depleting substances, and methyl bromide was introduced into the protocol in the early 90s. And so all of the countries that are party to the protocol agreed to phase out the use of all these ozone depleting substances. However, so methyl bromide is in the protocol, but it had a specific exemption for when it was being used for quarantine and shipping purposes. And so that's the capacity that we use it in New Zealand. It's putting it on logs to ship overseas. However, all of the parties to the Montreal Protocol are encouraged to minimise their use, since it's a damaging ozone depletion. A depleting substance, and it's harmful to human health. So we do have this obligation to try and reduce our emissions of it. However, it is, a little bit complicated to do so, given that whatever we are fumigating our products with has to be also accepted as a fumigant by the country that it's being shipped to. And so I think this is where some of the problems lie, and when countries try to cut back on their emissions, that it's going to involve bilateral negotiations between trading partners, and this can take quite a long time.
So are there any alternatives to methyl bromide that are being researched or exist currently? Because it seems it's quite a random time for the EPA to start saying, oh, we're going to try and phase it out now, when the Montreal Protocol was ratified so long ago and this was recognised as an ozone depleting substance so long ago. Like, how are they going to phase it out? Because they can't just stop exporting wood or importing it. Yeah. Are there alternatives on the table?
That's right. I think the plan, so first of all, yes, other countries do use various other alternatives, and I believe that there is an application before the EPA for a few years now to use ethane dinitrile in a similar context to using methyl bromide. I do note, though, that the EPA had originally told industry that they had to get rid of it by 2020, and they were told that in 2010. So they had a really long time to phase out their use, and it just hasn't happened. So hence the extension out to 2033. But I believe that because there are some of our trading partners only accept methyl bromide, and because as a fumigant, and because there are no alternatives approved for use in New Zealand yet, the plan is to try and recapture the emissions of methyl bromide from when they spray it onto logs, that they'll try and recapture that gas. But my understanding is that technology is not ready yet.
Right, so right now there aren't actually viable alternatives. They're just going to do kind of compensatory alternatives, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they'll have to figure out how they can release the gas in a space that's airtight and try and recapture it. But bearing in mind that currently it's sprayed underneath tarps, so it at the moment it can leak into the air quite readily, but they will, over the coming years, have to find ways to prevent methyl bromide from leaking out into the atmosphere.
And how does New Zealand's use of methyl bromide stack up against the rest of the world? Because I believe that even considering our quite small economy, we're using comparatively a lot of it compared to other countries.
Absolutely. I think we're the fifth largest user in the world. And we've really increased our usage over the past 20 years or so as well. So the amount of methyl bromide emitted into the atmosphere globally has remained pretty constant over the last 20 years. And that's because some countries like the US and the European Union and Japan and Thailand have all made really big advances and really reduced their emissions of methyl bromide. But then there are other countries such as New Zealand who have really been increasing their use. So we are a pretty big player in this space. And so we do really have this obligation to try and stop using this environmentally damaging substance, in my opinion.
Yeah, and so what's stopping New Zealand from following suit of these bigger countries that are phasing it out? How come they've figured out a way to stop using it, but we just have not?
That's a good question. I can't really answer that. Right. I guess you'd have to ask the industry, than those who have got more experience on the ground with what's going on there.
Do you believe that this commitment to try and phase it out by 2033 will actually be followed through with, if even now we've been increasing our use of this? Do you think this is quite a positive thing and it actually will maybe catalyze change?
I mean, on paper, it looks good to say that we're phasing it out, but then taking into account the fact that there was already a deadline set in 2010, that until 2020 to phase it out, and we completely missed that. That was quite a long time to get the situation under control, and it hasn't happened. So I'm not really sure how to read the 2033 deadline, if it's really going to be enforced or taken seriously or not. But still, if it is heeded and enforced, then it is a good thing because, of course, we, you know, as well as protecting the ozone layer, we don't want people getting exposed to this who live in surrounding areas from where the gas is used.
What threat does it hold to human health in that case?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, it's a neurotoxin, so it attacks the nervous system. So it's pretty nasty stuff that we don't want to be breathing in and exposing our communities to.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add, Laura?
Just that even though it's going to be a headache for industry to make these changes, the modelling shows that reductions in our methyl bromide emissions will have a very real and positive impact on the ozone layer. So we can go quite a way to helping solve quite a big global environmental problem.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.